When her teacher first told the class that they were going on an ocean voyage to see the sardine run, Martine Allen had a funny vision of the silver tomato sauce-covered sardines that come in cans, only whole, and wearing matching silver trainers in which they'd sprint along the South African coast. But that wasn't it at all. The sardine run was, Miss Faulkner told them, one of the greatest wildlife spectacles on Earth. It was a migration by sea. Every June and July, millions of sardines left their home off the Agulhas banks on the west coast of South Africa in pursuit of their main food, the nutrient-rich plankton flowing eastwards on the cold current. The sardines swam after the plankton with their mouths open, gobbling it up as they went. They, in turn, were pursued by tens of thousands of predators, including dolphins, dusky ragged tooth, and bronze whaler sharks, and great flocks of Cape gannets with fledgling chicks. Joining this caravan would be Martine and her classmates. Miss Faulkner explained that they would follow the sardine run up the KwaZulu-Natal coast before continuing north to Mozambique, where they would help count the population of dugongs.
"What are dugongs?"
Martine whispered to Sherilyn Mayer, and was told that they were those
cute lumpy grey things, you know, sort of like a cross between a hippo and a seal. The old sailors used to think they were mermaids.
The whole class was in a fever of excitement at the thought of 10 whole days off school in mid-term, and on a cruise ship, no less. So was Martine, until her teacher handed round some notes on the trip. Top of the list of what to pack was one swimming costume. Martine put up her hand.
"Excuse me, Miss Faulkner, but why do we need a swimming costume?"
There was a lot of giggling, and Miss Faulkner couldn't resist a smile.
"It's called a sea voyage because we're going to sea, Martine," she said. "There'll be endless opportunities to snorkel, dive and splash around in the waves, and I don't think we want you swimming without a costume."
More laughter.
"But what if..."
Martine tried to get the wording right.
"What if some of us preferred not to swim?"
"Why ever would you not want to get into the water?"
asked a surprised Miss Faulkner.
"The reefs are glorious. Trust me, Martine. Once you've swum in the open ocean, where the seabed might be as much as half a mile beneath you, we won't be able to keep you out of the water."
Somebody else asked a question then, so nobody noticed that the colour had drained from Martine's face and that beneath her desk, her knees had started to tremble.